This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane calls for party's clear 35-year plan, says responsibility for future now rests on the party's shoulders. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says government working to finalize education bill as top priority. Department of Health Services urges people to remain vigilant as the risk of Japanese encephalitis increases. And Pakistan Army Chief set to visit Tehran as Islamabad pursues regional peace efforts. Now the news in detail. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP Ravi Lamichhane, has instructed party central members to prepare a plan for the next 35 years to guide the party's political journey ahead. Concluding the first series of the Policy Organization and Leadership Workshop for central members yesterday, Lamichhane emphasized the need to rise to the responsibility entrusted to the party by the country. Lamichhane said the party should not dwell on the past 35 years but instead prepare a clear plan for the next 35 years, adding that the responsibility for the work ahead now rests on their soldiers. He also urged party leaders and cadres to work responsibly to meet public expectations and protect democracy. Lamichhane also called on them to reach villages ahead of the local level elections and inform people about the government's work and achievements. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has said the government is working on the school education bill with a top priority. At a consultation seminar organized by the ministry yesterday with concerned stakeholders on the school education bill, Minister Pokhrel said that the process of formulating the Education Act will be made transparent and participatory. The education minister also expressed his commitment to incorporate the suggestions of representatives of concerned bodies in the bill and thereby into the act and rules. Clear division of powers and effective coordination between the federal, provincial and local levels is necessary with at least 20% of the total budget in education. He emphasized that students, teachers, parents and the government should accept the weakness of the education system and move forward collectively for improvement. The Family Welfare Division has urged the public to remain alert and take preventive measures as the number of Japanese encephalitis JE infections and deaths continue to rise. According to the latest report under the Department of Health Services, 80 laboratory-confirmed cases of Japanese encephalitis have been reported in 59 local levels across 25 districts. Stating on Sunday, the division said 86% of those diagnosed with the disease had not received the Japanese encephalitis vaccine. So far, 21 people infected with the disease have died and none of them had received the JE vaccine. The highest number of cases has been reported in Japa with 10, followed by Kailali and Morang with 7 each, Saptari and Kanchanpur with 6 each, and Chitwan, Sunsari and Nawalparasi East with 5 each. The disease is transmitted through the bite of infected Culex mosquitoes. Stakeholders have called for amendments to Nepal's Tourism Act to protect the rights and welfare of climbers attempting to summit Mount Everest. The call was made at a program marking the 25th anniversary of the Everest Summiters Association. Participants said the act enacted in 2035 BS should be updated to reflect current needs and become more climber-friendly. Speaking at the program, member of the House of Representatives Mingmar David Sherpa said the Tourism Act should be amended to modernize the tourism sector and ensure the rights of mountaineers. Similarly, President of Nepal Mountaineering Association Furgelde Sherpa said Nepal is one of the world's premier tourist destinations and urged all stakeholders to focus on its development, promotion, publicity and conservation. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Pratibha Rawal has said all three levels of government should work together to address land-related problems. Speaking at a program in Dodhara Chandni Municipality yesterday, Minister Rawal said the government has given high priority to resolving land issues and urged provincial and local governments to provide necessary support. She said discussions were also underway on policy reforms to address land-related problems in Dodhara Chandni. Earlier, Minister Rawal held discussions with officials from the Land Administration Office, Survey Office and local governments at the District Administration Office, Kanchanpur, regarding land-related issues. She also inspected the under-construction Mazgaon Airport in Mahendranagar and the dry port in Dodhara Chandni. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet today at 1 p.m. with relevant ministers responding to lawmakers' queries. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, is expected to propose sending the first amendment bill 2083 concerning the remuneration and services of constitutional office bearers to the relevant committee for further examination. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal will propose sending the Passport First Amendment Bill 2083 to the concerned committee for discussion. Similarly, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi is expected to propose sending the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control First Amendment Bill 2083 for further deliberation, while Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari will propose sending the Mines and Minerals Bill 2083 to the relevant committees. Meanwhile, five parliamentary committees are also scheduled to meet today to discuss matters under their respective jurisdictions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has said cooperation between the bar and bench is essential for justice delivery process. Speaking at a program organized by the Tanahu District Court Bar yesterday, Dr. Sharma said effective justice delivery is possible only through coordination and cooperation among the bar, bench and other stakeholders. Describing justice delivery as a shared responsibility, he called for the active participation of all concerned parties to make the process more effective. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Pakistan's Army Chief Asim Munir is scheduled to visit Tehran today as Islamabad continues efforts to help ease tensions in the Middle East. The AFP news agency has quoted the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Bakai as saying Munir will lead a delegation to the Iranian capital as part of efforts to strengthen bilateral cooperation between Iran and Pakistan. The ministry said the visit also forms part of Pakistan's efforts to promote peace and security in the region. Pakistan has previously played a role in efforts to mediate between Iran and the United States, including helping broker a memorandum of understanding in June. The visit comes amid shifting regional security ties following Pakistan's recent defense agreement with Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Now a sports news update. Kathmandu Gorkhas have signed Indian wicket-keeper batsman K.S. Bharat as their first foreign recruit for the third edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL. Bharat, a former Indian Test player, has represented India in several tests and featured in the IPL for Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bangalore. He has scored over 6,000 first-class runs. The third edition of the NPL is scheduled to begin in Kathmandu on October 26th. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions, while moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly regions of the country today. In the Tarai region, moderate rainfall is likely at some places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudra Paschim provinces, while a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Kosi province may also receive moderate rain. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani calls for party's clear 35-year plan, says responsibility for future now rests on the party's soldiers. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says government working to finalize education bill as top priority. Department of Health Services urges people to remain vigilant as the risk of Japanese encephalitis increases. And Pakistan Army Chief set to visit Tehran as Islamabad pursues regional peace efforts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.